Last night, I was downtown Saskatoon. I couldn't believe, I mean, Rock the River hasn't actually officially started, and it was packed downtown last night. It was very busy. This is going to be a great weekend in the city of Saskatoon. 43rd annual Rock 102 Show and Shine weekend, of course, will be happening. Rock the River. Hundreds of beautiful cars, vendors, food, drinks, and the music. They're expecting crowds of 30,000 people. It is going to be a party. And Canadian rock fans in for a treat. A couple of legendary bands hitting the stage on Sunday. Strange Advance and 5440. You just heard Ocean Pearl, one of many anthems that define a generation for me. I'm transported back when you hear a song like that, as iconic as that, transported back to a time in your life. And you can bet the grounds are going to be packed on Sunday. The group 5440, their bass player, founding member Brad Merritt, has been there since day one, which, when you think about spanning all of these years, decades upon decades, I think that is outstanding. You don't often see groups that can have a member that will follow them through, and 5440's actually got a couple of them. I'm very happy to have Brad Merritt joining me by phone. Brad, thanks so much for taking the time.
Yeah, my pleasure, Evan.
5440 at Rock the River in Saskatoon on Sunday. Do you like these kind of outdoor concert venues?
Well, I think this is the third time we've played this show, and it's an amazing show. Assuming the weather holds, it's going to be about as much fun as we can have.
The weather is looking good for the weekend. You must have memories of being in and touring through Saskatchewan maybe when the weather wasn't quite as good.
Yeah, I have several stories like that. We were once in a tour bus heading east to west and approaching Regina. And this is in the middle of September. It's 13 below zero. And, branches are falling off trees, and our bus's brake line froze up. We had to stop the bus and get a hairdryer underneath the bus to get the brakes to work again. So that's one of my many Saskatchewan travel stories.
I was going to say mid-September yet. Oh, my gosh. Well, I can tell you, I've enjoyed many of your concerts through the years, Brad. You guys never disappoint. How has your show changed through the years? Think about the early days of 5440 and what you perform, what you give today. Has it changed a lot?
Well, yeah, I would say, it's evolved. We started off as a kind of a very serious indie rock kind of, how do I put this here, post-punk kind of band that just got up there and played our songs in a very kind of serious manner. It's not that we're not serious anymore, but we certainly have learn to enjoy ourselves a bit more, mm-hmm. and be a bit more playful and engage the audience rather than to sort of just present ourselves. We see it as kind of a two-way street. In many ways, I think we've kind of become kind of like I think we kind of reflect kind of the start of rock and roll, where it was more sort of R&B based,
Right.
And we sort of let that come out.
Brad Merritt is my guest, founding member, bassist for the great rock band 5440, playing at Rock the River this weekend. Sunday is their performance date. Who was a big influence for you, musical influence?
Well, I think all the basic ones from the 60s and 70s, the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, anything that Neil Young was involved with, the Kinks, the Who, a little bit of Pink Floyd, I would say. Kind of bluesy prog rock kind of thing to a certain extent. And then when punk rock came along in the kind of the, mid to late 70s, we really kind of gravitated towards that, Neil and I. And so we have this sort of, confluence of various influences, and we put them all together, and that's what's helped us become us.
Mm-hmm. It's you put on a great show. You've got incredible music, and you're not stopping. In fact, you guys just releasing another album. Am I correct?
Yes. Well, we went to Portugal in April for a couple of weeks and laid down the basic tracks for our our latest record, which will be out sometime this fall. It's called Porto, which is the name of the town where we recorded the record. And I'm super pleased with it. So hopefully everyone else will be too.
Will you play some of the songs from that yet or not?
Yeah, no, I think we'll play a couple new songs. Yeah,
that's good. So what will people expect to see going to the show on Sunday, Rock the River? What can they expect from 5440?
Well, you're going to hear, you know, like 12 or 13 solid radio hits, one or two kind of deep tracks, and then a couple new songs. And as I said, we see it as a two-way street. We see it as we try to create this community, you know, in our 90 minutes and bring everybody in and then hear what they have to say and really be a part of something rather than, like I say, just sort of pushing it out to people.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's going to be a great show. Brad, we are very appreciative that you had a few minutes to stop in today. People are looking forward to seeing you and 5440 on Sunday.
Yes, Evan, we really look forward to it too.
Good stuff. Brad Merritt, thank you so much. Brad, founding member and bassist for Canadian rock band 5440. That song, Ocean Pearl. It's one of many of their, and they've got so many hit songs, but it's one of many that it literally transports you back. This is going to be a great weekend. Rock the River starts up today, and then in and along with that is the Rock 102 Show and Shine. So Rock 102, our sister station, have been sponsoring this car show for years. This is the 43rd annual. So what does that take us to? 82, I think, is when they started that up. So it's an impressive car show that many people, and of course, it's free to get into. So like so many things, there's not a lot that's free, but there is free things for you to do this weekend. And while we're talking about things going on this weekend, I'd be remiss if I didn't give a shout out to our friends in Delisle. I've talked about this sports dinner that's happening in Delisle tonight. Byron Bitts, Joey Kosher, Kevin Kaminsky, and Matthew Barnaby. If you were putting four tough guys on the ice, those four are pretty good choices. Well, they're going to be the panel tonight. We're going to have some great discussions. I'm proud that they've asked me to join them for as an MC for the night. They've sold out as per usual. This is an impressive group. Delisle, their organizing committee is like seven people. That's not a lot for putting on an event like this where hundreds show up. It's a huge fundraiser for the community. Delisle will be the place to be tonight for their sports dinner that fires up just before 5 o'clock.